Elliott Tausch rolls on from the Legends golf outing at University Ridge, and you did it. You got at least Sidney Wilde's favorite legend. This is how humble, obnoxiously humble Lauren Carlini is. So Sidney goes, she's our youngest, she's our volleyball player, goes to the camp last year, and I say to her, you know, this is, in basketball terms, this is like having Steph Curry help you with your jump shot. This is the GOAT of setters helping you. She'd like you to help her with her jump setting this season.
Okay, we're on
it. It is Lauren Carlini on Wilde and Tausch.
Hi, everybody. She
was famous for being on our show long before.
She literally just walked in, and I said, can you jump on? And she said, yeah, when? I said, right now. And she's like, yeah.
You've had a big week, and this is, by the way, pretty high on the rankings, but certainly not as high as the other life event that happened earlier this week.
Yeah, newly engaged in Greece, and we've been together 4 years, and very well done. Yeah,
fireworks and everything.
Pew pew.
Bam.
And very romantic, and been together 4 years. It was about time. I would have done it 3 years ago, but you know he likes to make me wait. So. Good.
All right. Well, how did he do it? Give us the scoop.
Yeah, we were in Santorini. Honestly, we had a very nice villa overlooking the sea, and super windy, like super, super windy outside. He's like, let's take a picture. And I was like, it's so windy. Fine. My hair is going to get everywhere. About to go take a picture. He gets down on one knee and he's like, I'm tired of waiting. There's no right time. Like nothing like the present. Will you marry me? And I was like, right now? That was literally my response. Right now?
That's very romantic.
And that's when I remembered I was supposed to say yes or no, and I said yes, and ended up, just getting able to, call all of our friends and family and let them know. So it was
– So you had no idea it was coming?
I did not. I had no idea when he was – when he got the – I had no idea. And so I actually told a couple of my friends, they're like, do you think it's going to happen this trip? And I was like, no, I think it's going to be later in the summer, random in Madison. And, pulled one out from under me there.
What is it with you guys not saying Paula said shut up to me when I did? what is it with you guys?
I don't know. It's like that cuteness aggression, you know, when you're like, oh, I just want to bite your face. I love you so much. Have you guys heard that? Anyone?
No, nobody's heard that.
Okay. It's kind of like that.
Tausch wins.
Shut up. It's, it's the cuteness aggression, I think, that kicks in.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Where are you currently in your playing and coaching careers? Because there was some talk that maybe you were going to hang it up. Did you, in fact, hang it up? Where are things that way?
Yeah. I couldn't hang it up. I couldn't. I was like, I'm going to retire. And then this is the best I've ever felt playing, physically and mentally. And so after our first couple matches, I was like, let's run it back. So I'm doing a third season with Love Madison next year, and then still full-time assistant at Wisconsin. So double dipping still.
He's the king double dipper. That's good.
We love the double dip, but I'm enjoying it. Staying busy for sure.
So we watch, obviously, Aaron Rodgers try to decide whether he wants to keep playing or not. You're kind of in that boat now.
You're calling her the Aaron Rodgers of volleyball.
I already called her the Steph Curry, I think she's the GOAT.
Hockey next, yeah.
Was it a struggle for you to make that call then?
No. It was really easy. Honestly,
you didn't want to retire to begin with.
I did
not. Basically what you're saying.
No, I think I played my first two matches of this season, and I called Kelly, and I was like, hey, I know I said that I was going to retire after this year. I'm really enjoying it. I feel good. And I feel like I can bring a lot of value still as an athlete going into coach mode when I go into the gym with the Badgers. And he was like, you keep playing until you don't want to. Until you don't feel good. I support you, and we talk through everything, and he's on board. So I'm very grateful for his support as well, knowing that my time can't 100% be with the Badgers all the time.
How impressed have you been about the growth? Volleyball has grown, obviously, professionally, but the collegiate level, now you have a tournament that's going to be a conference tournament, which is a big deal.
Yep.
Kelly has been a huge advocate pushing, getting TV networks. Are you surprised, or is this what you anticipated was going to happen?
This is you knew that this is kind of the path that Wisconsin was going to take, but he always keeps pushing the envelope, right? Especially for the sport on a bigger scale. He wanted the NCAA tournament. He wants more competition. He wants to be on as many TV matches as possible. We actually took a very unfavorable match time in the AVCA first serve because, hey, we get to be on CBS the next day.
Right.
We're doing it. And so whatever way to continue growing the sport, exposing the Badgers, he's going to do it. And has just been such a great leader in that sense since he got here in 2013.
You know, I have a pet peeve about, as a girl, as a dad of two female athletes, and I want you to help me with it because, you know, you guys lose in the Final Four. And it feels like there's this kind of, oh, well, good job, good effort.
You right.
know, and I just know too many hyper-competitive, bite-your-face-off competitors that are women, that it feels a little like, I don't want to say condescending, but it, that's kind of... And
you like, almost want to be criticized as much as the... You know, we talk Packers almost extensively. They get crushed. They have a bad loss like that, you get crushed.
Yep.
And that is not the case. You would want it to be that way, correct?
I mean, I think there... With anything, right? The more exposure, the more you're talking about it, whether it's like criticism, good or bad, like talk about it, right? And I think a lot of the times, especially on broadcasts, like, yes, there's a lot of powder puff things happening and cake puffs. It's like, no, let's be really honest about what's happening on the court and the level of play so that our viewers can also learn about the game and, I don't know, just be more exposed to it at a higher level of thinking rather than just being the casual viewer where they don't know what's going on. I think that's where our game can really take it to the next level is broadcasting and volleyball.
Yeah, I'm not saying we should be trashing you like I would trash Tausch when he gave up a sack. I'm saying more just an honest accounting of,
100%.
Hey, you guys thought you could win the national title last year, and you're pissed that you didn't.
Yep.
I think that's fair to say.
I think so, too. And I think... especially now moving into this season, right? We have a lot of new faces. We had people like Mimi and Carter really running the show last year. Right. It's going to look different. It's going to feel different, but the standards remain the same, right? The expectations remain the same.
So as I do have to nerd out a little bit on volleyball because I don't know it as well as I would like to, but I mean, I've covered volleyball so long. I covered it back when it wasn't the rally scoring. It was to 15, and you had a like. That's how old I am. But
experience.
Thank you. You're so nice. When I look at you and I look at Charlie Furbringer, like I'm not saying that like Wisconsin football is like running back you and offensive line you. Is Wisconsin setter you?
As a setter, I would love to say that. Right? The success there speaks for itself. All of the setters post my time have gone on to play professionally or have dreams of being on the national team, that those aspirations, and those are realistic, right? However, we have had people like Sarah Franklin. We've had people like Mimi Collier, Carter Booth, who have come in and gotten better every single year and been national players of the year, first, second team All-Americans. So I would love to say we're setter you, but honestly, I just think we're incredible, and this staff has been incredible. It's been the same staff for how many years now at developing talent, no matter the position.
So we'll get you out of here on this. Give us an idea in your biased assistant coach opinion of this, because this is a season of change.
Yep.
You mentioned some pretty big names there.
Yep.
Obviously, Kelly has talked about that as well. We are proud to obviously be partners with you guys on the radio broadcasts. What should we be expecting? Is this one of those years where there's going to be some growing pains early and we hope to be where we want to be by season's end? What do you kind of think?
Listen, this is the hardest that we've ever scheduled. This is going to be an insane schedule for one of the youngest teams we've ever had. And so early on, it's going to be a challenge. We have one Puerto Rican girl coming in super late after she's done with her national team. And so there's going to be a lot of moving pieces early on. There's going to be a lot of learning. The good part is that all of the girls who are freshmen were here in the spring. So they have a semester under their belts with school, with training. So they're not getting thrown into the fire come August. But I think early on, a lot of growing pains, a lot of learning. But this group is going to be really fun just as we establish more, as Charlie continues to lead and run the offense and kind of learn the players around her as well. A couple new pieces in the lineup. And just honestly, I really think the fans are going to enjoy watching this group. They're going to be fiery. They're going to be young, new energy. And hopefully by the end, you know, we're making a run first in the Big Ten tournament. First time that's happening. And then NCAA's, you know, 2013 style. You never know. Make it to the national championship.
I've been hearing some rumors. Is there going to be a little crossover with sand volleyball in the Big Ten?
The what?
Is there going to be like another season potentially where you have a sand volleyball season with bringing all these teams, UCLA and the West Coast? Is that something, or is this out of thin air? Or can't you talk about it?
I don't know. I actually know nothing of this. So maybe you guys know more than I do.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Don't you think that would be a really smart idea?
I think it would be fun. Honestly, like, I hate the sand, so if I was playing, I would hate that idea. But there's most women are like, let's get in the sand and let's play. And there's also so many cool things to learn from your game playing sand. It's literally a completely different sport. But I think it could be a cool little cross-training and – definitely takes away the monotony of spring, that's for sure.
Tausch is the idea guy, so I don't know if this is something that's been – this is from his own brain.
Yeah,
no, I've been hearing some rumors.
Why do you hate sand?
That's a good question.
I'm from Chicago. There's no sand around. And
what are you talking about? They're the beautiful beaches right on Lake Michigan.
Oh,
it's like
Avenue.
You lay out on concrete slabs and everything else.
That's right. Like seals? No.
You got engaged in Greece. You didn't step on any sand while you were in Greece?
No, it was a wind tunnel, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
You got engaged in a wind tunnel.
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, didn't even really dip in the water. It was cold.
Oh my God.
It looked really nice, though.
You're biting face. But you're not going to dip your toe in the cold water. What a world we live in.
Oh, it's true. The dichotomy.
She is the GOAT, whether she wants to be called that or not. Lauren Carlini, UW Volleyball. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around. Hour of Wildy and Tausch live from UW's beautiful home courts.
Gorgeous day.
It really is nice. I haven't played in a very long time, but it looks incredible. And incredible to have Travis Frederick and Lauren Carlini. We've got a few others that may be joining us before you head out onto the course. Quick question so we can get back on the clock.
Yep.
So Paula said shut up. Lauren Carlini was taken aback by her engagement. How did Sarah react when you asked her to marry you?
She didn't want to, like, bite my face or shut up or anything. She was, I think, excited about it. And she said yes, I think, right away.
Must be nice. The shut up really threw me. I was not expecting that. And it was, I think she said it like six, seven times.
But I feel like that's what you'd want.
Yeah, she was definitely surprised, which is a good thing. You will not be surprised to know that we are going to have more guests live from the Legends golf outing here at UW at University Ridge. Why don't you tell us about another golf tournament first, though? We'll be at the AmFam Championships next week.
The American Family Insurance Championship returns to Madison this June. Wisconsin's own Steve Stricker hosts the PGA Tour Champions event at the TPC Wisconsin. The AmFam Champ features best ball and scramble formats, an exciting two-person team format. The AmFam Championship, June 5th through the 7th, next Friday already, we will be out there. Get details and ticket information at amfamchampionship.com.
The ultimate Badgers legend joins us next. I have to go get my earring from the car. This will be a test.